Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. So there were some tense moments in two Thumb school districts that received threats yesterday morning. In Huron County, the Unionville-Sebewing Area School District and the Millington School District in Tuscola County were the targets of false threats. The threat at USA schools didn't release the nature of the threat that was made. The threat in Millington schools was a bomb threat. Both schools went into secure mode until law enforcement in both counties investigated the threats, which both turned out to be unfounded. Because both incidents are under review, additional information has not been released yet. In Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, the legal gears are grinding for Derek Buchholz. What began as an alleged lapse in judgment operating a motor vehicle without insurance on Pigeon Road near Grassmere Road in Oliver Township has now escalated into a formal misdemeanor charge. Buchholz entered a plea of not guilty. This seemingly straightforward charge carries a punch, potential fines of up to $500, and even a year behind bars. The court isn't wasting any time. Prosecutor David Wallace is on the clock with the deadline of April 11th to present a plea offer and all discovery. Meanwhile, Buchholz, now under the counsel of appointed attorney Andrew Lockhart, must prepare for a critical in-person plea cutoff hearing set for April 30th. Despite the gravity, Buchholz was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. No cash needed up front, but missing that April 30th date, well, that's a fast track to fines, costs, and a potential trip to jail. The message from Judge Ferris's courtroom is clear. The road ahead for Buchholz is anything but uninsured. A longtime family doctor in mid-Michigan is headed to federal prison after admitting to distributing thousands of illegal images involving child exploitation, bringing a disturbing case to a close in federal court. Prosecutors say 62-year-old Robert Glubinski, who practiced family medicine in KPAC and treated both children and adults, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The case began unfolding in March of last year when a tip from Google alerted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to suspicious activity in an online chat. Investigators say what they uncovered was deeply troubling. Conversations allegedly involving the abuse of young girls along with the sharing of explicit material. A search of Glupinski's home the following month turned up a staggering collection, more than 2,500 images and over 150 videos depicting child sexual abuse. We'll be right back.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back. A Northern Michigan City Council member was arrested this week after YouTube vigilantes allegedly caught him trying to meet who he thought was a 15-year-old boy at a hotel. Robert Wilson, 44, of Gaylord, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with accosting a minor for immoral purposes and using a computer to commit a crime. According to the Petoskey News and Review, Wilson is a member of the Gaylord City Council. The city council recently created a special ethics committee to investigate Wilson after a YouTube group called Pred Task Force posted a video on March 18th in which Wilson admits to communicating online with someone he thought was a minor and trying to meet up with them. Michigan State Police began investigating Wilson on March 14th after receiving reports about communication between Wilson and two people posing as a 15-year-old boy online. The conversation was allegedly sexual in nature, and Wilson traveled to a local hotel to meet the minor. State police went to the hotel to investigate and submitted their findings to the Otsego County Prosecutor's Office. Wilson was charged and arrested on March 25th. A stolen vehicle that was reported missing last year was found submerged in a lake in southwest Michigan this week. A fisherman spotted the vehicle on his boat's sonar system while he was fishing on Wolf Lake in Almena Township, according to the Van Buren County Sheriff's Office. The citizen contacted police on Wednesday, March 25th, to report that he had seen a suspicious object underwater. The fisherman shared images captured by a sonar system with police, which appeared to show a vehicle submerged in about 25 feet of water. Divers from the Van Buren County Dive Team went out to Wolf Lake on March 26th and successfully located the submerged vehicle. It was identified as a Dodge Ram pickup that was reported stolen out of Kalamazoo County last October. Due to it being submerged for approximately 6 months, the vehicle had become a habitat for aquatic life. During recovery operations, dive team members took care to safely return fish and other wildlife back into Wolf Lake. The incident remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.